Welcome to Traverse Legal Radio, the Tech Lawyer Podcast, a show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs, CEOs, and founders navigate legal issues, grow revenue, and increase their valuation. This podcast is sponsored by the IP and litigation attorneys at Traverse Legal PLC. Visit traverselegal.com to learn how Traverse Legal's attorneys are changing the way law is practiced. Now, here's your host, trial attorney Enrico Schaefer.
Welcome back to the Tech Law Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about something that I think a lot of our listeners are really interested in, which are litigation tips. In fact, amongst our most popular shows ever have been shows where we discussed different ways to manage litigation, different litigation strategy, the overall approach to handling a complex litigation case. And it's kind of surprising to me that those would be amongst the most popular shows on Tech Law Podcast. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about litigation tips, and we're going to discuss something that I think is really a topic that requires more discussion. We all know that lawyers ethically are not allowed to put their own interest first. They are obligated to put their client's interest first. So that's basic, right? But that's really much easier said than done. And when you think about it, we are all human beings, and human beings by nature are inclined to think of their own survival and their own interests. So when we say that lawyers need to put their clients' interests first, I think there's an acknowledgement there that there are other interests that are going to be in play. And it doesn't do any good to ignore that reality. In fact, it'd be way better for lawyers to actually acknowledge all of the different interests that are pulling on them in a litigation case, and then to make sure that they're managing those interests and accounting for those interests and considering what the client's interest is in view of, you know, the other things that are going to be pulling at the decision-making of the attorney. So today's trial tip is really devoted to discussing and understanding this concept of putting your client first in the context of complex litigation. Now, obviously, you should put your client first in all practice areas, but litigation is especially sensitive to different parts of different types of self-interest. So you've got the client's interest, which are hopefully defined as definitive, documented client goals. That's the client's interest. That should be straightforward, and it should be discussed throughout the entire litigation case. And we talk about that in other episodes, and we'll talk about that some more, the concept that you document your client's goals. First, you get a list of all the different things that they are looking for as outcomes, and then you prioritize those goals and put them in order. And then you decide which ones you can reasonably obtain, and then you put a strategy in place to obtain those goals. And all that's documented, right? Basic stuff. Practice of law 101. Well, if you're an innovative attorney. So what we want to do is we want to say, okay, here are our clients' interests. Now I've got to account for my own ego, my own financial interests, my pride, which I know is a form of ego, but just, you know, demands a special call out. We have to account for the interest that we might have to please other people, our partners, our spouses. We need to account for the fact that there could be long-term public relations aspects to what we're doing. Our estimation of us as attorneys in the courtroom in front of the judge. So what does the judge think of us? And if I do this for the client, what will the judge think of us or our firm or me as an attorney? These are all different competing interests that are gnawing at you through the whole case. And there's a million others that could come into play. So how do you do this? How do you put the client first? I mean, it's really easy to say, and I suppose it'd be easy to get up on a you know, soapbox and preach about how lawyers don't do it, or lawyers put their hourly billing first, or whatever it happens to be. But I think the purpose of this show is to acknowledge it. It is something that is a challenge and that needs to be thought about during the entirety of the case. You got your client's interests, it's documented, client goals. Now, when you're thinking about a particular decision, you have to just say, okay, what other interests do I feel pulling on me? And they're always easy to identify, and they're not always all of the different interests pulling on you with the same weight. In fact, most instances, there's just a couple of considerations that start filling your thoughts and your emotions, and it's your emotions you really have to monitor. So when you get to this point of an important decision, what else is pulling on your attention? And then if it has nothing to do with your client's goals, with your client's interests, then you need to put that aside. Now, it could be that your client's goals align with other interests that you have that are pulling at you, and that's fine. But you need to be able to separate those things out. So let me give you an example. So you're looking at settling a case. If you settle the case and you're on a contingency fee basis, you get paid. If you don't settle the case, you don't get paid. What is the client's goal? Well, the client has indicated the client wants to settle the case, or the client's indicated that they, you know, wish to press on all the way through trial, that they want their day in court. Whatever the client's goal is, that contingency fee arrangement is going to be pulling on your interest from a financial point of view. What if the other attorneys in this litigation case get the advantage over you and put you in a position where you have been hurt in court as a result of what you believe are misrepresentations from the other side made to the court, which caused your loss? Now, in that situation, your ego might come into play, right? Your pride. Understanding that those are in play and that those are things that are pulling on you is really important as a trial attorney. And I can't stress this enough. It is critical that you as a trial attorney account for these other interests and manage them in making sure that you are making decisions that flow from your client's goals and best interests and the cleanest, clearest, cheapest path to get them there. If, in fact, these other interests are pulling on you, you should acknowledge them. You should compartmentalize them and put them aside. Do not let those interests that are not your client's interests guide your decision-making. Now, why is this so important? I mean, it sounds important, but I don't think just talking about it stresses enough how critical this can be. And the reason why putting your client's interests first is so important in complex litigation is because you are going to be making all sorts of really important high-stakes decisions throughout the case. And so much in a litigation context is put into the attorney's hands. There has to be trust between the client and the attorney, because at the end of the day, the attorney is going to be making recommendations to the client. The client's completely out of their, you know, field of expertise. They're going to rely on the attorney. And there's so much variation. It's not like negotiating a contract where you've got a couple key terms. Everyone knows what they are. You could have some approaches based on client goals, blah, 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 right? Still, you need to put your client first. But complex litigation, it's just not that defined. There's so much creativity a trial attorney brings to the table, and that creativity needs to be directed at client goals. Why is this so important? It is really one of the most critical, mission-critical things that an attorney must do throughout a litigation case, because it is so easy to let, for instance, your ego guide the decisions, your emotions guide the decisions. You get pissed off. You've been embarrassed. You've been lied to. The first thing that's going to come into your heart is going to be revenge, is going to be spite, is going to be ego. You need to put that aside. So many lawyers let their egos drive the case, and sometimes they get good results. Sometimes not. Oftentimes, they are not achieving what the client wanted in the case, and if they get there, it's only by dumb luck. If a lawyer's ego is driving the decisions in the case, then they are going to be likely to drive any result which is going to make their ego feel better. So any setup for any win, they're going to go for. Every motion they're going to file is going to be driven by a desire to win on that motion. Again, that could align with the client's interest, but the client's interest may be that there is no motion filed, that the client does not have the funds to fight every fight, and that you better pick the most important fights that are going to win the case if you're the trial attorney. And so you may only get 5 fights. You're going to file a motion to dismiss on claims that are obviously legitimate and colorable. Are you going to file, unnecessary discovery motions for discovery that doesn't really matter or move the needle in the case? The law is a 5-lane highway. An attorney can meander back and forth from shoulder to shoulder all day long. They're still on the road, but stay in your lane. Pick a lane that is consistent with your client's stated, documented, prioritized goals, and then stay in that lane. That's the key to practicing law. And if you haven't figured out how you're going to win the case at the very beginning of the case, then what the hell are you doing being a lawyer? Because number one, that's the most fun part. That's why you went to law school, to figure stuff out, not to Bill Eilish, not to sit in your chair and make sure that you're getting your 8 or 9 hours in. There's no intellectual component to that. But figuring out how to win a case, giving all the variations and all the different strategic decisions that get to be made, trying to get from here to there within a client budget. And when that budget is not as much as you want it to be, still figuring out a way, a strategy to win. That's what the practice of the law is all about. That's where it gets fun. My name is Enrico Schaefer. That's all for today. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Tech Lawyer Podcast, sponsored by Traverse Legal PLC, a law firm representing clients like you on matters just like yours. You can find the Tech Lawyer Podcast on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices. Until next time, remember that good attorneys win for their clients. Great attorneys tell you up front how they're going to do it and how much it will cost.